you want anything else?
Hmm?
Shall I clear away?
Yeah, if you like.
Anything in the paper?
Oh, the usual, you know.
What about the series?
Haven't got to the sports pages yet.
Wonder how Sheila's getting on with the fundraising committee for the cricket team. Have you heard?
Oh, I think she's got one or two people on board, Alistair said.
Oh, who?
Sid. Neil.
Good. Pip's fed the calves, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
She's so good with them.
Yeah.
She shows them more patience than she does the rest of us. Do you fancy doing something today? I know it's not very nice weather, but we could find something in the house.
No, sorry, I can't. There's parish council work I need to catch up on. I'm really behind. Derek wants quotes from various people to do the playground for the next meeting, and then I've got letters to write and stuff.
That's a shame.
Yeah, in fact, I'd better go make a start, Renny.
Mum, I'm bored.
Are you now?
I'm bored too.
Yeah, you only said that because he did. Come on, put him up. Come on.
Play football with us, Dad.
Oh, Josh, I'm sorry. Not today, I can't.
Aww.
Well, go and play upstairs or something, yeah?
Can we pop the telly on?
Okay.
No, no, hang on, boys. Does Daddy want us to do anything on the farm today? To help him, as he's so busy.
Oh, boring. Can we dress up, Biff?
No, you don't. Poor dog. Well, David?
Well, I've pretty well got the jobs covered today. I'll be finished in time to mix the ration myself before milking.
Right.
But the troughs need a thorough clean. That'd be useful.
Okay. And you two can help me.
Mom!
Oh, no!
Yes. David?
Yeah, go on, boys. Help your mother. Maybe she'll take you to the shop afterwards for some sweets.
Deal.
Or no deal.
Okay, then.
Bribery. That should be the first lesson in parenting classes. Here. There you go. It's £1 each to spend.
Well, you can't get much for that.
What? Enough to rot your teeth.
Not mine.
See you later, boys.
Okay.
See you. Davos is in effect two villages. Davos Dorf and Davos Platz. Did you know that, Christopher?
Can I have this chewing gum?
No.
I'm paying for it.
Oh, 35p then.
I haven't got the money on me now, though.
Oh, go on, get it out of my bag.
Nice one.
So, where are you and Ronnie working this morning?
Oh, around.
Morning, Pat.
Hello. Oh, it's nice and warm in here.
Yeah.
I just need a couple of things.
That's what we're here for. Oh, and listen to this, Christopher.
What?
There is a big bonus for those who opt for the all-encompassing pass. This ticket includes all skiing to and in the village of Closters. That's where the royals go sometimes, isn't it?
Don't know.
Christopher, you might bump into one.
Only if they get in my way.
Oh, fancy. Oh, let me scan it.
Here.
So are you seeing Venetia today?
This afternoon.
Well, make sure and get some more details.
What details?
Oh, I don't know anything.
You know where we're going and when we're coming back and all about the lot.
Oh, you're hopeless.
What?
Forewarned is forearmed.
It's not a TA exercise, Mum. Oh, and she did say the family thinks it's a good idea if I go to ski school first.
What do you mean? What ski school? Where?
Over there, in Davos. Because I'm new. I should spend the first few days learning before I join in with them.
Well, don't like the sound of that.
What's wrong? I think it's a top idea. I've not skied before. I don't want to look a prat.
Well, for a start, it's going to cost more money, isn't it? How much did they say?
No.
And I don't want you being pushed out of the party, tagging along behind the rest of them.
Chill, Mum. It won't be like that. I'll soon catch up, and I'll see them in the evening for the après-ski.
Oh, après-ski. Well, they'll still have a head start on you, though.
Of course they will. I've never skied in my life.
Oh, yeah. Your mum's told me you're going skiing. You're looking forward to it?
Oh, yeah.
The Stretfields live at Slade House near Highbury.
Oh, yeah, I know it. They open their garden to the public sometimes.
That's it. And Davos is near Closters, apparently.
Expensive hobby, skiing.
Yeah. He tells me now they're suggesting he has some private tuition when he gets there. But surely we can train him up here first. Then he can spend more time with the family.
Oh, that's the cheaper option, I'd have thought.
See?
Well, what novices usually do is practice on dry slopes over here.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'd be all right, wouldn't it, Christopher?
I don't know.
Well, as Pat says, it's cheaper than learning out there. And it means you won't miss out on anything. Oh, that's £3.20, Pat. Do you want a bag?
Oh, no, thanks. When are you going?
2 weeks.
Here you are. Got the right money.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you've got time for a few sessions, then.
Suppose.
Well, you're pretty fit with your work and your cricket, aren't you?
Of course he is.
Oh, and you're starting from a strong position. You'll soon pick it up. Oh, are you going to Edgbaston to do this extra training with Alistair?
Yeah, it's Friday this week. Is Tom going?
No, he can't decide. He's not one of the team's stronger players like you or Kev.
He's a good all-rounder, though. I'm not missing out on the chance to go.
Good for you. Shula's really got the bit between her teeth organising the supporters.
Yeah.
She asked me to get involved, but I'm a bit busy at the moment.
Oh, me too. Though I was practically volunteered by my son here and Neil.
I thought you might want to support me.
I am, in other ways. Do you know where the nearest dry slope is, Pat?
I haven't a clue, sorry. It's not really my thing.
Go on, boys, choose what you want.
Come on, hello, Ruth.
Hi.
Oh, morning.
Right, Christopher?
Yeah, thanks.
Come with a sweet. It's bribe time.
Oh.
You've been helping me on the farm this morning, getting all the gunge out of the troughs.
What, in this weather?
I'm trying to tire them out. Then it's football on the green.
Oh.
Mind you, it looks as if it's about to tip it down.
Do you know where the nearest dry ski slope is, Ruth?
Mum.
I'm only asking.
No, sorry.
Best try the internet.
Josh, do you fancy a knockabout?
Yeah, here's our sweets, Mum.
I'll bring them out to you.
Okay. Come on, Ben.
Well, right. I better go. Yeah. I got some leaks in the van for Grey Gables.
Sunday delivery, eh?
Extra demand. Seems Ian's relief chef is a fan. He uses them in everything. Bye.
Bye, Pat. Just these then, Susan.
Bye.
Oh, what the heck. I'll treat myself some chocolate while I'm
here. No, why not?
No one else is going to. By the way, we're so pleased Emma's decided to help us out at Brookfield. She'll be a godsend.
Well, it's the practical solution all round, isn't it?
Oh, I'm glad you stopped, Pat. I haven't got my umbrella with me. It was dry when I set off from the lodge.
Oh, it's nasty now.
Yes.
I had to look twice. You're usually at church on a Sunday morning.
Yes, well, I only popped out to collect our post from the hotel. They still send us things there sometimes.
Oh, how annoying. Impossible to get off some mailing list, isn't it?
I know, but it's never anything important.
No.
Roy kindly keeps it back for us, and I dutifully go and collect it from time to time. Still, I don't mind today. I needed the air.
On your own?
Jack was quite happy when I left him. He's listening to one of his big band CDs. He'll hardly notice I've gone.
It's all right, Peggy. You are allowed a break sometimes.
And I've left him notes everywhere, so he knows where I am.
All right.
I promised him I'd be 20 minutes at the outside, so he won't be alone for very long.
Well, here we are.
Ah, thank you.
I haven't seen Jack for a while. Can I invite myself in for a coffee?
Oh, yes, of course.
We'd better make a dash for it.
Oh, if it always stayed still, I'd have my drink. My drink's in the cupboard when I want it. Oh, my cup. It's moved again. I've lost you. Where's my drink? Oh, stupid, stupid. Oh, you stupid, stupid woman. Where is it? I want it now.
What, dear? What do you want?
It's all too late, too late. I don't like you. Go away.
Oh, dear. Peggy? No, it's all right.
No. She waited till I'd gone, then put it away.
I'm sure she didn't. Jack, dear, what can't you find?
She's getting round me, but she won't. I'm a very important man, you know. I'm a very important man.
Oh, Peggy? Sorry.
No, please. Is he often like this?
It was my fault for going out. I've upset him.
Is there anything I can do?
Nothing. He just needs to calm down, then I'll take him a drink. He was probably only looking for the coffee.
I'll put the kettle on, shall I?
I don't wish to be rude, dear, but it may have confused him seeing you on top of my being out. I didn't have time to prepare him, you see.
Oh, I'm sorry, Peggy. I didn't think.
Now, don't be silly. You weren't to know. He's not always good with surprises, unless he's thought of them himself, and then it's all great fun. We'll be fine once we're on our own.
Are you sure? I don't like to leave you.
Please. It's for the best.
You've done the ration, then?
Yeah, just done the mix.
Good. Have you got on with the parish council stuff today?
Oh, fine.
Did you get through it all?
Yeah, I did, thanks.
Wrote all your letters?
Yeah.
What else?
Oh, you know, exciting things like arranging for the bus shelter to be steam cleaned, this and that.
We had a nice time. Took the boys over to Lurloxy to play after they got the sweets.
Yeah, Pip said.
It was mucky out, but they insisted on helping Reg corral one of the Tamworths. They dug its way out of its pen.
Proper escape artists.
Yeah. They finally cornered it behind the gallery. It was all quite safe, though. They both need a good bath before bed. We didn't see Nigel. He was busy with his vines. Oh, and Elizabeth's bringing the twins here on Tuesday for the tea.
All right.
David, you know the Overton farm sale tomorrow?
What about it?
I'd still quite like to tag along.
Oh.
Is that not a good idea?
Well, thing is that Dad and I are planning to get there early, by 8:30.
I see.
No, it's all arranged now. It's a bit of a clash with you getting the kids off to school, isn't it?
Yeah. Pity I quite fancied it.
Well, it's not really practical.
No.
Why not go out for a coffee with Usha or something?
She'll be working.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Oh, never mind. I'm sure there's plenty for me to do here.
Oh, thanks for staying on to help me do this. That's all right. I'll get on with the creek feeders.
Okay.
It was a fairly quiet shift last night, in your own.
Well, just as well in this weather.
Had a couple of dodgings.
Did you manage to save them?
Oh, I reckon they'll be all right. I gave them a feed and put them in the warming box.
Oh, well done. Out of the way, go on.
Yeah, they're looking okay. They'll still need tube feeding, though.
Yeah. Well, you better show me before you go.
Right. Oh, it was brass monkeys in that shed last night.
Yeah.
Tom went off early in his fancy, man. I saw him when I nipped across the yard.
Yeah, well, he's got the pitch at Overton Farm Sale.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, do well, I'm sure. People have fallen anything hot today.
Yeah. Well, I thought I might go along later and take a look. You can always pick something up.
Isn't your place pretty cluttered already?
Oh, plenty of room with me field and the shed.
Yeah, but do you really need more junk?
Hey, one man's junk is another man's treasure. Yeah, good for second-hand too.
I know Phil's going with David. He's got a few things up for auction.
Hey, up.
What?
Them two with twins by the gate, away from the others.
What about them?
Look how they're walking.
Oh, damn. Come on.
Right.
Come on, you, up the... Cut the stopper, Eddie.
No, you don't. I got it.
Right, let's turn her over.
Okay, steady. Hold on, go.
Now, let's see. Oh, yeah, the udder's hard.
Mastitis.
Yeah, it's inflamed, too. Well, it's a good thing you noticed.
One of her lambs does look pretty thin.
Yeah. Be the same for that other one, I'd say, by the way she's standing. We better have a look.
Okay. Off you go.
Oh, damn nuisance.
One of her lambs is pretty distressed, you know.
Well, we better get them all back in the shed, if we can find some room. We don't want it spreading.
Tom's grills are going down a storm.
Yeah, well, my sausage wrap was delicious.
Yeah, mine too. Hope he'll cope on his own.
Yeah.
Well, there's a big turnout, considering the weather.
Yeah. It's mainly dealers, I suspect, and people who are curious to see what's on offer. We're a nation of second-hand junkies.
Yeah. Well, I hope someone shows an interest in the straw chopper and the generator. I don't hold out so much hope for the Bowser, though. It's showing signs of rust.
Well, you never know.
Oh, all right. Oh, it's Ruth.
Oh.
Hi. Yeah, we're just about to have a mosey round. Starting at 9:15, Graham Ryder said. Yeah. Look, I think I'll switch the phone off when it gets going, if you don't mind. It's distracting for the auctioneers. They might think I'm taking a bid from a wealthy Japanese businessman. Yeah, I will do. All right, bye. She wants me to let her know what happens.
Oh, it's a shame she couldn't come along.
Yeah. Shall we have a look round?
Yes, all right.
Well, that's plenty of stuff, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh, look at that petrol mower. What a magnificent beast.
No, no, you don't need it, Dad. Not at Glebe Cottage.
Oh, pity.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
This Massey. Let's see. 165 diesel.
Oh.
What year do you reckon?
Well, they were mid-60s to mid-70s, I think.
Yeah?
They were a replacement for the 65, if I remember correctly. If it's 60 horsepower, it's after 1968.
It's in good nick, isn't it?
The tin work, but who knows about the engine?
Well, that's bound to need some tweaking. You know, this is exactly the sort of classic Bert could do with his competitions.
Oh, yeah.
He'd love something like this.
Oh, hold on. This hydraulic linkage back here looks a bit dodgy. That'll make the plough difficult to control.
Well, you can't expect it to be in A1 condition at nearly 40 years old, can you?
Oh, no, of course not.
What do you reckon it'll go for, then?
Well, it's all down to demand, isn't it? 2,000? You're not thinking of ringing Bert, are you? I doubt he has that kind of money to burn. And finding spares for these old tractors isn't always straightforward.
No, but if I can get it for under 2 grand, I'll buy it and do it up myself.
What?
I fancy it.
Oh, you're not serious.
Why not, Dad?
Oh, where do I start? You're not exactly overstaffed at Brookfield with Bert retired. And if Ruth takes over the herd full-time, you'll be well and truly stretched.
Well, I'll find the time. Bert can help me, and he can still use it for his competitions. He'll be really chuffed.
I'm sure he will.
I'll get him out from under Frieda's feet.
Well, don't you think you should consult Ruth? I mean, it could tie you up for weeks, and it's a lot of money.
Well, we've got things in the sale as well. That'll help towards it. Anyway, it's ages since I treated myself to a boy's toy.
Oh, well, it's up to you. Just don't get carried away with the bidding, that's all.
These poor little fellas are starving.
Yeah. Twins on the good teeth are fine, luckily.
Well, they would be. They chose the right one.
Come on now, Suck.
Takes a while to train them, doesn't it?
You need the patience of a saint. I've never been that good.
Well, Clara's a natural.
Well, Adam's pretty good, too.
Hey, you'll have to bribe Alice when she gets home.
This one's getting the hang now.
You'll need to watch them later to check for scouring.
Sure. Look, can you manage the two for a minute, Eddie? I need to get a shot of antibiotics into the mothers.
Give it here.
Thanks.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, Jenny.
How's it going? Oh, morning, Eddie. Are you still here?
Hello. Yeah, we had an emergency.
You got mastitis in these two.
Oh, no.
Well, it's been so cold and wet.
Not severe, I hope.
No, no. Luckily, Eddie noticed, so we got Merle. One of each of their twins is pretty feeble, though.
Oh, poor little things.
Ah, well, they'll be all right, won't you, eh? We're getting something into them anyway.
I was going to ask if you're ready for some breakfast.
Oh, don't.
You as well, Eddie.
Oh, I might go straight onto the sail top when I fed this lot.
We'll be here a while yet, Jenny.
Oh, Bert, by the way, are your congratulations are in order. You're Kate.
Oh, yes, thanks. How did you hear?
Through Mike. You'll maybe get a grandson this time.
Well, you don't mind, as long as it's healthy.
Graham said our chopper will be the first lot.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I think there'll be competition for that set of pens with lambing coming up.
We need to make a start on getting ours built soon.
Yeah. It creeps up on you.
Don't I know it. This is the calm before the storm.
And you're still thinking of bidding for that tractor?
I've got the evenings.
Well, there's the extra cricket practice as well.
Who was that old bloke you were talking to anyway?
Which one? I've seen so many people I know.
With the Panatella and the Jack Russell Cross.
Oh, Seb Granger. He used to rent a small holding at Cumberley. He lives in Borchester now, in one of those council bungalows.
Oh.
He still likes to come out and keep up with the old crowd.
All right. This will be the start at last.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, he's coming over.
I reckon the tractor will be auctioned in a couple of lots' time if he carries on down this row.
Yeah.
Low worm, straw chopper.
This is us.
150 up. 150 up. 130. 130. 130. 130. 120. I'll start at 120. Thank you. To my left. 120. 120. 120. 125. You at the front. 125.
Oh, my back. Oh, it feels like I've been bent over a barrel. I've rusted up.
Well, sit down and relax.
Well, I can't stay in for long.
Well, long enough to eat this, for sure.
Yeah, you bet. Oh, it smells fantastic. I'm starving.
How many eggs?
Two, please.
Right.
Thank God we're nearly at the end of it.
How are those two little starvelings?
Oh, they were sucking for England in the end.
Oh, that's good.
It's just so time-consuming, hand-rearing. And I'll need to be checking the ewes constantly today.
Oh, come on now, Connor can do that. He's a good student. He knows how to spot the symptoms.
Oh, I hope so. I haven't got out to the deer yet this morning either.
Look, don't martyr yourself. Ask Andy.
Does Adam do it all? I don't know.
Ah, is that an admission?
Of what?
You know what.
Well, he does cover a lot of ground over lambing.
Yeah. And the rest of the year.
All right, but he's younger than me. Fitter. Back stronger, that's for sure.
Oh, that reminds me. He and Ian have posted some more photos on their blog.
What have happened to Wish You Were Here and a postcard of an elephant?
They'll have arrived at the Tsavo Game Park yesterday, but photos are of Mombasa Old Town. They went there on Saturday.
It's like News 24. Holidays are supposed to be relaxing.
Well, you should have a look. They are wonderful pictures.
Yeah, well, he can tell me all about it when he's home. All I want to do now is thaw out and eat.
Well, this will be another minute. It looks fascinating.
What?
The old town is full of narrow, winding streets with beautiful filigreed timber balconies. Some of it's protected status.
Jolly good.
And of course they'll have longer to enjoy Mombasa at the end of their trip. Oh, I suppose they'll be ready to relax by then.
So will I. When are they back?
Week today.
Roll on.
Oh, and Pat rang. She thinks we need a family conference about Jack.
Fifteen up. I'm at 15, please. 15.
16.
16 up. 16 to my right. 1600. Is there more?
Coming soon, David. If you don't want to lose this,
okay. I know what I'm doing.
17.
1700. 1700. The sword in the front at 17.
18.
1800. 18. I'm left-handed at 18.
David.
19.
1900 to the left. I'm at 19, sir. Any advance? 19. I'm left-handed at 19. All done.
Yes.
Well, you got what you wanted.
Yeah, I certainly did, and for under $2,000.
You left it late to start in.
And I knew it would go my way. I felt lucky.
Well, I'll make a note of the lot number and the price, shall I? You never know.
Yeah, good idea. Thanks, Dad.
What got into you, then?
Oh, hello, Eddie. Didn't see you.
Morning, Mr. Archer.
Morning.
No, you was too busy concentrating. I didn't know you was in the market for a classic tractor.
Well, neither did I till I saw this one. It's a beauty, isn't it?
You say so.
Seen anything yourself?
Oh, I ain't been here long. I was at home farm this morning. We found mastitis in a couple of the ewes.
Oh no.
Hope it don't spread.
Yeah.
Look, excuse me. I'd better get to the office and see about paying.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
There you are. Here, what's David want with an old tractor like that?
I know.
He'll need a load of work by the look of it.
Well, so I told him.
When's he going to find the time?
That's what worries me.
Oh, and another thing, Elizabeth, while I've got you.
Yeah, what?
These 07 diaries.
Yes, what about them?
They're rather cluttering up this display area. Only it's a critical one just inside the door here. Could we lose them? They're a bit fag-end. Most people have got their new diaries up and running by now.
Oh, you'd be surprised. And they are half price. Now, I think there's mileage in keeping them out, well, a few more days.
Oh.
Maybe till February the 1st.
All right, if you insist.
It can't do any harm.
No, except I've got Easter stock waiting.
Pat!
Hello. Happy birthday, Cathy.
Oh, thank you. Oh, they're beautiful. Yeah.
I know they're not really practical in here. And your card?
Oh, yeah, thanks. But tell you what, I'll go and put them in water, shall I?
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, of course. We can have them on the table for your drinks party.
Oh, that's yes.
Good idea.
I'd better get the champagne out of the fridge while I'm there.
Oh, looking forward to a glass of that.
Yeah.
How long before you start serving your own wine, Elizabeth?
Oh, well, Nigel's out there pruning the vines now. He's treated himself to a pair of pneumatic secateurs.
Oh!
It's tough going on the hands otherwise.
I'm sure.
He's training a second sheep this year.
Oh, so he'll have a bigger crop this autumn then?
Well, that's the plan. And we're hoping to have it in the shop and restaurant next year.
Amazing.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe how quickly the time's gone since he had the idea. Look, I'll take these through, Cathy.
Okay.
See you in 10 minutes.
Can't wait. It's nice of her to give me a party.
Yeah, you're a prized member of staff.
Hmm. So why doesn't she listen to me then?
What?
That was a bit disloyal.
What's she done?
Oh, Pat, they take me in the shop for granted. I'm just left to get on with it.
But that's a compliment, surely. Means she trusts you enough to run it on your own.
Oh, it's in desperate need of a revamp.
Is it?
This layout, it just doesn't work anymore. But the new stuff can't be displayed properly. It needs space and decent lighting. I don't want to wait till next year when we'll have to find room to put their precious wine out as well. And these stupid diaries are still sitting here. No one's buying them.
Well, maybe it's time you had a word with her.
Oh, I've tried. She and Nigel are far too wound up in their other projects to think about the shop anymore.
And they went to this famous rhino sanctuary as well.
Mm-hmm.
They waited ages to spot one, but it was worth it when they did. And Adam says that Ian is just blown away by all the wildlife.
Oh, bless.
And they've seen buffalo and cheetah and gazelles and elephants, of course. And it's back to Mombasa on Thursday to the beach.
Oh, now I could live with that.
Yeah, there's a picture of their tent on the blog. It's octagonal with a view across the watering hole to Kilimanjaro.
Oh, how romantic.
And they all sit round the fire in the evening under a vast African sky.
Oh, it sounds magical. Mm-hmm. I can just picture Meryl Streep and Robert Redford out of Africa.
Yes.
Only I presume Adam and Ian are having to be more discreet.
Mm. It's still pretty much taboo in Kenya, Adam says. And lesbians are completely under the radar.
You know, I always used to wonder about the deputy headmistress at school. Do you remember?
Oh, yes, possibly.
What's this, darling? It's very pretty.
Good, it's my tile sample for the downstairs shower room. It's only for the border, though. The rest's going to be white.
Oh, didn't know you were having that done.
Well, John needs it. Got Robert Snell on it.
Oh.
He's done an excellent job on the holiday cottages. Besides, I'd like to give him the work. I feel sorry for him and Linda. They must really miss his income.
Yeah, and how's it getting on with it?
Well, so far he's stripped off the old tiles, but work seems to have ground to a halt for the time being.
Typical builder. He's had a better offer.
Oh, Brian.
Hello, Lily.
You look a wreck.
Thank you. Rub my back for me, Jenny. That's a good girl.
Oh, man.
We found 3 more ewes of mastitis.
Oh, no.
Would you believe it? All their lambs need bottle feeding. That's 8 I've got on the go now. Oh, nightmare.
Oh, little Beau Brian.
Oh, you can laugh.
There.
Oh, yes. Oh.
You know, you should make an appointment with Christine's bone cruncher, Bruce. He'll sort you out.
I haven't got time at the moment. You can give me a hand if you like, since you're so concerned.
Oh, sorry, darling. These nails don't do lambs, only horses.
Well, I'll come out later on.
Oh, will you, darling? Thank you.
After this family meeting.
Oh, yes. What's all that about?
Oh, Mum and Jack. That didn't go into details on the phone, though.
Oh, by the way, you know Eddie went to that farm sale yesterday?
Yes.
Well, David's only gone and shelled out nearly $2,000 for a 1969 tractor.
Why on earth?
Well, he wants to do it up, apparently.
That's middle age creeping up on him. It'll be towing his sports car all over again.
Well, he says it's for Bert's ploughing competitions.
That's very generous. They've already given him an enormous television for his retirement.
No, it's not for Bert to keep.
Oh, I don't see the attraction myself, spending hours tinkering away on old engine. Poor Ruth.
Yes.
She'll have to find a 1969 model herself to tinker with.
The Volavons are scrummy.
I know. Have you tried the wild mushroom ones?
Yeah, several. Did Mrs. Titcomb make them?
No, I used one of our outside caterers. Yeah, it's nice to be able to give something back to Kathy for a change.
Yeah.
She does so much for us. We really appreciate her.
As long as you remember to tell her sometimes.
Oh, we do. No, top up.
No, I'm fine for now.
Oh, I'd better stick to this half glass. I'm taking the children to Brookfield in a couple of hours.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, well, I'm making more of an effort at the moment. They don't see nearly enough of their cousins. Look, I'd better circulate with this.
Okay.
You all right?
Yes, I'm starting to feel a warm, fuzzy glow from the champagne.
Mm, it's nice, isn't it?
Well, Tony's picking me up. Oh, sorry, Kenton couldn't come.
He'll make up for it tonight. He's taking me out.
Oh, good. Where?
An ABBA tribute band in Felpersham.
Ah.
It should be a laugh. At least I'll know all the choruses.
You don't have to dress up, I hope.
Oh, no. Put my foot down at that. So, how's Helen?
Still waiting to see her counsellor.
What do you think's triggered this now, Pat? I mean, I know it must have been a shock, Tom knocking Mike down, but...
Oh, it was a combination of that and Ross dumping her, and things just came to a head somehow.
Right.
In a horrible way, I'm sort of glad it all happened, really. I mean, it has prompted a catharsis, and she really wants to get help this time. So, maybe she's at last taking some responsibility for herself.
That's always the best way in the long run, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not me or Tony telling her to get better.
No, that's good.
Well, she's made a good start with the acupuncturist anyway.
Oh, so she's had a session then?
Two now.
Oh, I never could quite bring myself to have needles stuck in me.
Oh, don't hurt. You feel a sort of dull ache at first, but it wears off.
Yeah, I know, but it's the thought of looking down and seeing them, though.
Well, it's supposed to make her feel less anxious about things. I'm just relieved she's going for that and not drugs.
Well, you're looking a lot better.
Am I?
Yeah, less stressed.
Oh, all I want is for Helen to feel happy again.
Yeah, of course.
She's not out of the woods yet, but Mike started back at work this week, so that's a relief.
Especially for Tom, eh?
Oh, yeah. I told you he opted for the driving course, didn't I?
Yeah. Must have put a huge strain on all of you.
Don't worry. We're on the road to recovery. But unfortunately, there's another problem on the horizon now. One that's crept up on all of us.
If you want to go in the kitchen, Pip will find you a flapjack.
Ooh, that sounds nice, doesn't it?
Thanks, Auntie Ruth. Come on, Freddy. Is Joshy inside?
In his room. Go on up and find him.
Okay.
And you can look at the calves later. How's Nigel today?
Oh, like a 2-year-old.
No change there, then.
No. He's so excited. He keeps wanting to go and check on the wine at the winery. You know, he's due to visit in a couple of weeks anyway, but he can't wait. Still, he's got plenty to do in the vineyard itself, pruning and trellising.
What's he going to do with all the waste?
Mulch it down and leave it for the worms.
Good idea. Better than burning it, I suppose.
Oh,
I've been expecting this all day.
What on earth?
David's new redhead.
Tractor? What's he want with a pile of junk like that?
Oh, come on. It's a classic.
Looks like a giant red ant.
And he's planning to restore it to its former glory.
You're joking. He won't have the patience.
We'll have to wait and see.
Hope he didn't waste too much money on it. Hasn't come out of the farm account, has it?
No, he sold a few items at the sale where he bought it, and that made up some of the cost.
Oh, good. Well, I think he's bonkers. Why didn't you put your foot down, Ruth? You'll be a tractor widow from now till Christmas.
It's up to David. If he wants it, I can't very well stop him, can I?
Oh, Pat.
Oh, that's dreadful.
I know. I was shocked, although I didn't say so to Peggy.
Oh, good.
I've never seen Jack like that. He was really nasty to her.
Oh, poor old Mum.
And she was ashamed, as if it was her fault.
Oh, no.
She only left him for 20 minutes, if that. But she felt so guilty.
We're the ones who should feel guilty.
And ashamed.
Yeah, and it obviously wasn't the first time either.
Oh, dear.
It must be like walking on eggshells for her. She didn't really want to invite me in.
Well, she was embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jack's behaviour's obviously getting more and more unpredictable, and she's trying to manage him all alone.
I don't do nearly enough.
Christine sits with him a lot.
I know. Tony and I are always so busy, and we've had Tom and Helen to worry about.
Yeah, well, I've neglected them as well.
First there was Adam's wedding, and now it's the lambing, and... But it all sounds so feeble, doesn't it?
But we're a big family. We really ought to be able to organise more support between us. The grandchildren need to do their bit as well.
Yes, they're all old enough now, and... Do you know, I noticed Mum hasn't been in church much recently. I could help with that.
We've all got to make more of an effort.
And not wait till we're asked, either.
Well, I'll have a word with her.
Yeah, but we'd better go gently, eh? I mean, it's not that she's not coping.
No.
No, point taken, point taken. Look, I'm the one with time on my hands. I'll go and see her tomorrow on behalf of us all. Is that all right with you, Jenny?
Yes, of course. Oh, be tactful, Lillian.
Well, I can be, you know. Pat?
Yeah, it'd be better coming from you, not me. It's personal, and she's obviously very sensitive about it.
Yeah.
We need to pull together and do something.
Look, leave it with me. I'll do my best.
Hello, love. You've forgotten something.
Car won't start.
Oh, no.
Wrong Ronnie for a lift. He wasn't happy.
Oh, what's wrong with it?
Dunno. It's been dodgy a couple of days.
What about your dry ski session tonight?
What?
You promised me you'd go.
Oh, I'm not fussed. It was your idea.
Oh, Christopher.
How can I?
Oh, look, I'll take you myself. I'm not having you missing it.
No.
Look, you need the practice.
Mum.
It's important. And cheaper than ski school. I thought you were keen.
Okay, take me. Just don't stand there and watch, all right? Go and play bingo or something.
I actually managed to bake these yesterday after you rang.
Well, I didn't want to arrive unannounced.
That was thoughtful. Jack was having his nap.
Does he have one every day now?
Pretty much. I try and get as much done as I can while he's asleep.
And does he help much with the chores?
It's easier if he doesn't. He can push the vacuum up and down, but I have to stay and supervise, bless him.
Sounds like you could do with a hand sometimes, Mum.
We manage.
Oh, I know, you're brilliantly organised.
I have to stay on top of things in case... Well, Jack depends on me, so...
Yeah, of course he does.
He's,
Yes?
Finding things more difficult to cope with.
What things?
Oh, anything new. Any change in his routine. If he can't find something instantly, he gets very frustrated. And going out, that seems to disorientate him at the moment.
You know, everyone needs a break from their partner sometimes. However much you love them, no shame in it. I'd go mad if Matt didn't disappear off to his office every day.
Oh, I don't know. I worry about him all the time when I'm not with him.
Well, maybe you need to trust the family to help you. Hmm? And we need to learn more about looking after him. It's not fair on you coping all on your own.
He's my responsibility.
And you're ours, Mum. You're doing a heroic job.
Don't do it out of pity, Lillian.
Oh, no, Mum, I know, but your health's important to me and to Jenny and Tony. We're your children. We care about you. We can't let you carry the burden all on your own. It's not right.
It can feel a strain sometimes.
Well, then let us help more, please, Mum. With the day-to-day thing, so you can have time to yourself to recharge your batteries.
It is tempting.
Look, I could spend a couple of hours with him this afternoon, if you like.
No, dear.
Honestly, I've nothing else to do that is important.
Oh.
Go on, Mum. He's having a good day, you said so yourself.
Yes, but that can change.
Then I'll cope. No buts.
I do need to go into town.
Well, then.
And it is easier on my own.
Good. That's settled, then.
Bert, it's Robert.
Oh, what could I do for you?
Is this a good time?
Well, not really. I'm wrestling with a tractor bonnet. It's all right. What do you want?
Showers.
What about them?
Not my area of expertise, I'm afraid. I'm replacing Jennifer's.
And you can't do it?
Well, I can see the theory of how I'm going to approach it all, but... Well, I'm not used to showers. Yeah, carpentry and decoration are my thing, as you know. I could use a little guidance, perhaps.
Like a plumber's mate?
Yeah. Look, I don't suppose you're around, are you?
How far have you got?
Well, the old tiles are off the walls.
What, is that it?
Well, I'll pay.
I'm on my way.
20 of my usual, Susan.
Right. Her family have their own chalet, you see.
You know, I used to ride with Venetia's mum.
Oh, yeah. She's big in the pony club.
Terrible snob.
Is she?
I used to take James skiing a lot in Gestad.
Oh.
Take it out of that, would you? Mm-hmm. Though I was more interested in the après-ski. Curled up in front of a log fire, nursing a large glass of glühwein. You know, the effect of alcohol increases with altitude.
Is it now?
Yep. So be sure and tell Christopher that. I did take to the snow once or twice, actually. Only because my instructor was gorgeous. Patrice. What a sweetheart.
Is it very hard to get the hang of?
Thanks, darling. Well, no, not if you're young and fit. James loved it, but then he's an adrenaline junkie. Oh, and make sure Chris has got good adventure insurance.
Oh, right.
Because if he comes a cropper, he'll need it. Hmm? Well, you see, other skiers are a menace too, crashing into you. James used to love counting all the arms and legs in plaster at the airport.
Well, that doesn't sound very good.
Oh, and it's easy to get dehydrated because it's so cold you don't feel thirsty.
Oh, well, I'll tell you.
Yeah, lots of water. Oh, and he'll need stacks of sunblock on his lips and the tips of his ears.
Oh, look, I'd better write this down. Dehydration. Sunblock.
Yeah. All over, really, because, you see, the light reflects off the snow, so your skin can get the colour of a boiled lobster if you're not careful.
Oh,
and tell him not to wear extra socks in his boots. It's tempting, because it's so damn cold, but one pair's quite enough.
Oh, one pair of socks.
Yeah, because the extra bulk actually decreases the circulation to the feet and makes them colder.
Oh,
and you don't want him coming home with frostbite.
Frostbite?
And it's absolutely essential the bindings on his boots are set correctly, because if they aren't, then even a fall at low speed can be very nasty. Snap.
Oh, bindings.
Yeah. Oh, and don't let him stray off piece with Venetia, whatever you do.
What?
Because some clown up above will be showing off and start an avalanche.
Avalanche? Oh, why do people go skiing?
Oh, darling, it's great fun.
Ah, that's it. Now the tray's screwed in, we need to check it's still even.
Yeah, of course. Just about to. Spirit level. Yep.
Because if it ain't, we'll have to unscrew it again and shim it.
No. Hold on. We're fine. Dead on.
Oh, good. Oh, let me stand up.
Gets you, doesn't it? Kneeling. Now, it's here somewhere.
Well, this wall over here feels a bit bumpy.
Yeah, well, I haven't prepped that one yet.
Oh, it'll need skimming.
Really? Well, that means plaster. I'm new to plastering.
Don't you worry. I've done plenty in my time. We'll go down the builder's merchant to get some multi-finish.
I'm glad you came over, Bert. It's a two-man job, this.
Well, it is when you don't know what you're doing.
Aye, still in its box.
Hand it over, then.
Well, all my instincts have been right so far. I just didn't feel very confident. I'm following in the steps of a master.
Oh, well, I've picked up one or two things along the way in life. Oh, this looks the business cast iron.
Yeah, keen to do a good job for Jennifer.
Oh, we'll get it right, don't you, Fred?
It's very reassuring, Bert. Do you think you could help me tomorrow, then, as well?
I don't see why not.
Fantastic, thanks.
Well, I'm sure I can fit you in as well as David.
I thought you'd retired from the farm. All right.
Yeah. No, he's bought me an old massy from all the ploughing competitions.
Really?
Well, leastways, it's not mine, strictly speaking, but we're stripping it down together.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Oh, it will be. It's nice to have something to look forward to.
What about tomorrow night, then? The Village Cup draw. I'm looking forward to that.
Can't see me umpiring any of the matches. Now Sid's getting trained up.
Look in the mirror.
Is it a game?
That's right. Now, what's it say on this pink post-it note?
My name is Jack. I live here. I knew that.
Of course you did. Now, let's see. The yellow one.
Oh, yellow. I like,
I'm not the postman, I'm Jack. No, silly.
And, now, what about the big notice, the one on the back of the door?
Huh? Peggy has gone to the shops. I had a shop.
Yes, well done.
Oh, look at this,
Lillian.
Yes. What's it,
No, wait a minute. This is me, Jack, with my dog, Captain.
Captain Jack.
That's it.
When he had crisps in an ashtray, I was in the shop.
And what sort of dog was he?
A fat one.
Very good.
What's on the pink note?
Well, now, we've had this one. My name is Jack. I live here.
We're not both Jack.
No.
I want to dance.
Again?
May I? Please?
I'd be delighted. Oh. Hold on. Just let me put the music on. There we are. Now, come on. Put your hand behind my back.
I'm a gentleman.
I should hope so. And I'm the lady. That's it now. Off we go.
Ah.
Ooh, you can remember the steps, Jack.
Of course I can. I hope Nick doesn't mind.
Oh. No.
When are you going to marry him?
No, Jack. Nick... Oh, doesn't matter. It's lovely here, isn't it?
Oh, it's grand, yes.
We'll have champagne in a minute, shall we?
If you like.
Oh, hello, Mum.
What?
Oh, you're dancing.
Peggy.
Yes. You having a nice time?
She's very good.
Jack's kindly showing me the steps.
Oh, I can't anymore. Peggy's come home.
Oh, it's all right. I quite understand. Thank you for the dance.
Oh.
Did you enjoy yourself, Mum?
Not enjoy exactly, but I got a lot done.
Good.
I did some shopping, then I went to the library and the bank. I was going to have a cup of tea, but I decided against it.
Well, there can be more times like this.
I couldn't really relax.
It'll get easier. You're out of the habit, that's all.
Oh, I never thought the slope would be that high. I'd have been terrified.
120 metres top to bottom.
Oh, you wouldn't catch me on it. It was good the instructor started you halfway down.
You weren't supposed to be watching.
I wanted to see what I was getting for me £40.
I knew you would.
Well, it's exciting. Oh, let's have them jeans, love, please.
Oh.
Oh, I wish Emma had taken them off the radiator sooner. They're stiff as a board.
Extreme ironing.
Oh, yeah. And you hardly fell down at all. I was so proud of you.
That was down to some other idiot.
A couple more sessions. And who needs ski school? We'll go again tomorrow night.
What about the cost?
Oh, don't you worry about that. It's a small price to get you launched onto the international jet set.
Well, that's 18 there.
Okay.
These are the ones we used last year.
That's right, yeah.
Aha, you're over here.
Oh, hi, Alistair.
Hi.
Building the lambing pens?
Yeah, we were just tracking them all down.
Oh, you can kiss goodbye to your beauty sleep, then.
I know.
You both on for the pool tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah, we're going to look on the Wisden website, you know, for the draw of the competition.
Sorry, I was in the wrong day.
Sorry, I can't make it. We haven't got a babysitter.
Oh, shame.
And I've got the milk records to catch up on.
Oh, well, never mind. Sure, David will rush back to tell you all about it.
Well, she'll check on the computer herself, can't you?
I suppose.
I've had to restrain myself from looking. Sid wants to make a big thing of it.
Yeah, fair enough. I may stay and have something to eat while I'm there.
Oh, okay.
Has Shula tried to recruit you for the fundraising committee, Ruth?
Not yet.
It's getting pretty full on here, tell you the truth, Alistair.
Yeah, with Frieda going and me catching up on the herd. And Lamin coming.
You know, Sheila and I are really enjoying doing something together for a change. It's brilliant.
Hey, listen, have you got a minute to look at the tractor while you're here?
Oh, this wouldn't be the famous Red Ant.
Red Ant?
That's what Sheila says Elizabeth called it.
Oh, gee. Burton and I haven't settled on a name yet.
Well, I'm dying to see it anyway.
Right, come on.
What year is it?
It's 1969. There are one or two problems, but it's basically sound.
Red devil, more like.
This wall will soon dry out with the heater on it. It's only a thin layer.
You're a dab hand with a float, Bert.
When it comes to plaster, the secret is speed and a light touch.
Woohoo! Is it safe to come in?
Jennifer, come on.
Oh, how's it going?
Fine.
Oh, you're here again, Bert.
Yeah, he's my right-hand man.
Indispensable.
Well,
looks as though there's still a lot to do.
Oh, it'll come together quite fast now, don't you worry.
What about the tiling?
The weekend, I promise.
Good.
Definitely.
I can probably manage the tiling, but...
But then you'll want my help with the shower fittings, you said yourself.
Well, that's true.
Lamin going well?
Yes, apart from the mastitis.
Oh, well, that's a risk with lamin early when it's so cold and wet.
Yeah, Brian and Connor are hand-rearing 12 lambs now. It's exhausting.
Mind your back, Hayley, love.
Oh, okay.
I'm only sorry Adam's not here.
Yes, well, the rest of the team are. I brought your pint over, Alistair.
Oh, cheers, Sid. Very generous of you.
Now, it's only free drinks for the players, I'm afraid, and not the wags.
Oh, that's okay. Shula's got hers.
I heard that, Sid Perks. Don't you dare call me a wag.
Sorry, love.
I should think so. Roy,
I haven't seen Christopher anywhere.
Ah, no. He sent his apologies via Neil. He's got a dry ski lesson tonight, would you believe?
Oh, blimey. He's moving in very elevated circles these days.
Well, Susan thinks he needs the practice before his holiday. Can you watch my drink, Sid? I want to do a head count.
Yeah, okay.
And don't you dare open the Borsetshire page before I'm back.
No, don't worry. I said six on the dot.
Roy, Will, Kev.
Hiya.
Ah, hi, David. We're all primed and ready.
Uh-huh.
I've just got to click on the page, and we'll know who we're up against in the first round.
The suspense is killing me.
Yeah, me and all. Not long to wait now, though.
Oh, good, Bert's made it.
Them single lever mixers are good. They're not so prone to hard water scaling.
Oh, no.
Fewer moving parts, see?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Jolene gave you them drinks free, gentlemen, I hope.
Yeah, thanks very much, Sid.
Oh, yes, all tar.
Well, it must be 6 o'clock by now.
Very close. Ladies and gentlemen, an announcement.
Oh, Sid.
Why are we waiting?
Please, ladies and gentlemen, can I remind you, Shula Ebden Lloyd and myself... We'll be moving round after the draw, selling raffle tickets.
Wow.
Yeah, now, they're £1 each. So have your cash ready. The money raised is going towards 2 helmets for the team.
It's very worthy. Can we get on with it?
It is 6 now, Sid.
It's all right, all right.
At last.
Fingers crossed we're drawn against somewhere like Wixborough for our first game.
Yeah. Or Birchwood, they'd be an easy team to beat now.
Yeah, then, Lords, here we come.
Well, now, there's a way to go yet.
Ah, no, you've got to think big.
Oh. The screen's frozen.
Oh, no.
Blooming computers.
Shake the mouse.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me do it, Sid.
Of all their times.
All right, calm down.
Yeah.
They know when you're cross with them. There.
Haven't lost me touch.
Come on, Sid, you take over.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, okay. Ah, yes, here we go. The Borsetshire page revealed.
What's it say? Who are we playing?
Would you believe it? Our first match is a bye.
Oh, what?
Hey!
That's
a bye?
It means that we don't have an opponent. We're straight through to the second round.
That sounds like cheating to me.
And in the second round, we'll be playing the winner out of Gilbert's Cross and Paxley.
Ah, well, that'll be Paxley. They're the better team. They've got a lot of spirit.
Ah, we can beat them. No worries.
Reckon.
Especially with all the extra training we've got lined up for you, Keeney.
Hey, out of the way, Sid. Let's have a look.
Yeah. Yes. Right. There you are.
Hey, look, Bert, Netherbourne's in the competition.
Ooh,
too.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, I thought we were the only ones from our league.
Well, let's hope we can come up against them so we can eliminate them.
Yeah.
Let me have a closer look.
Oh, sorry, Alistair.
Ah. 5 tickets. Great.
And make sure they're my lucky numbers. I've got my eye on the chocolates.
Yeah, Peggy donated them from the shop.
Oh, I can't stay for the draw.
No, why not?
Phoebe's at Jennifer's. I'm picking up at 7. Mike and Roy are staying on later, though.
Ah, good. Is Roy going to Edgbaston for next tomorrow night?
No, it's his birthday.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realise.
We've clubbed together to treat him to a track day on a proper racing circuit.
Oh, smash it. I don't suppose I can recruit you onto the committee.
Are wives and girlfriends allowed?
Yeah, it was started by a wife. Shula. Yeah, Fallon and Jolene are on the board as well. Yeah, be a laugh. And Neil.
Oh, you've caught me in a good mood tonight, Sita. Go on.
Good. Yeah, I'll tell Shula. She'll be delighted.
Okay. It means I'll see more of Roy, I suppose, while the competition's on.
Yes.
Sid'll be qualified in time to umpire the critical games.
Yeah, so you know.
But we'll need you and Phil for some of the matches, Bert.
Oh, really?
See, you needn't have worried.
Oh. And we're still playing in the league, where your services are definitely required.
Oh, well, you can't put a price on experience.
No. Excuse me, yeah.
Well, aren't we Mr. Popular, then?
Yeah.
First there's David wanting my help and advice on the tractor. Then I come to your rescue at Home Farm. Now Alistair. I thought when I'd retired I'd cashed in my chips, but I'm well in demand.
Look, I'm grateful for your help.
Oh, I'm more than happy to lend a hand. We makes a good team, you and me. Yeah, maybe it's because we shares a name.
Oh, yeah, nearly.
Bert and Robert, no job too small, eh? We click, don't we? We could really go places.
Not all the time.
Eh?
It's still my business.
Oh.
It's very good of you to help me with a shower, Bert, but bear in mind this is only a one-off, the two of us.
Oh, I see.
I'm essentially a one-man outfit. I only call in a subcontractor when strictly necessary.
Well, I thought we was getting on all right.
We are. We do.
Yeah. Well, excuse me. I need to go and talk to David about the tractor.
You've taken on a big project there.
Mm. Well, I don't mind. I'm looking forward to working on it with Bert. In fact, can't wait to get stuck into it later.
What, tonight?
Yeah, after my shepherd's pie, if Jolene's remembered about it.
You heard about this, Bert.
What?
You'll put in some time on the tractor when we go back tonight, won't you?
Oh, of course I will. I know where I'm wanted.
There you are, keen as mustard.
Well, rather you than me in this cold.
Oh, no, we've got a little heater rigged up out there. It's quite cosy, isn't it, Bert?
Yeah, he wears my cut-off mittens.
You know, my grandfather used to disappear into his shed every night to repair old clocks.
Oh, yeah?
Said it was the secret of a long and happy marriage.
Well, then.
What are you calling it, then, this tractor?
Not the Red Ant.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Oh, we've had a lovely time together, haven't we, darling?
Yeah, look, Hayley.
What's this?
A card.
I saw it in the shop and Phoebe asked if she could buy it.
The Mummy Kate.
Oh, let's see. A stork. A little bird tells me. Very good. Oh, she wanted to take it home and write something nice inside.
With my coloured pens. Is that all right?
Of course it is. And she keeps asking why this baby can't live over here.
Well, it's not easy for Kate and Lucas to up sticks and move, sweetheart.
But why?
Well, we couldn't just leave everything and go and live in South Africa now, could we?
Suppose not.
You know, I wish your mummy lived near as well, Phoebe. I miss my little girl.
Go and get your coat now.
OK.
Oh, it's such a shame. She lives as if she was an only child, but she'll have two siblings by July.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hayley. I know you and Roy were a bit upset about the way you heard about the pregnancy.
No. It just took us by surprise. That's all, Jennifer.
Some of these parts aren't too badly worn, really, are they, Bert?
No. Ah.
Anyway, first things first, before we think about replacement parts, give the engine a thorough clean.
Ah, that's it. Ah, this little brush is a demon. It's working the degreaser into all the nooks and crannies.
Yep. Well, we'll leave it overnight and we'll give it a go with a steam cleaner tomorrow.
Phew, I still can't believe you bought this with me in mind.
Well, I'm glad you're involved in getting it back up to scratch.
Oh, well, I don't want to miss out.
You sound tired, Bert.
I've thought of a name, by the way.
Oh, yeah, what?
Rufus.
Oh, I like that, yeah. That means red, doesn't it?
Dunno.
Well, isn't that why you chose it?
No.
Oh.
Oh, he was thinking along the lines of Karl Marx. Now, he was a red.
Yes.
And then I saw a Marx Brothers film on the telly. Same name, see?
What, Marx?
Groucho was playing a dictator called Rufus T. Firefly.
To call your thinking lateral is not to do it justice, really.
Oh, do you know? I'm feeling a bit tired. Robert Snell had me skimming a wall for this thing.
Well, he doesn't appreciate what he's got in you.
No, I know. You do, though.
I can't do this without you, but...
Well, I think I'll call it a night. How about you?
No, I'm not ready to go in just yet. I'll give it another hour.
Well, right you are. Remember the heater?
Yeah.
Ah, I'll wash up at home.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm off to me bed, then. Good night.
Night, Bert.
Well, I don't usually have company at 6 a.m.
I was too excited to stay in bed. I'll let Roy sleep another half hour. Are you still all right taking Phoebe to school?
Yeah, don't worry, I'll kip afterwards.
Thanks. Oh, I can't wait to see his face when he finds out what we got him.
Oh, he'll be stunned.
I could never pay for it all by myself.
Mm. Well, luckily it looks like a dry day.
Oh, thank heavens for that. How was your round this morning?
Oh, freezing. Never warmed up the whole time.
Oh.
Gone soft with all that time off. Oh, here, what's this? Got the post already.
No, Phoebe bought it for Kate.
Ah.
Under Jennifer's supervision.
Mm. The new baby.
But there's talk of little else at the Aldridges. No wonder Phoebe's so hyped up about it.
Yeah, well, that's typical, Jennifer, rubbing your nose in it like this.
Well, she doesn't know we've been having problems, does she? Anyway, I'm looking to the future now.
Yeah, that's the attitude. Mm. And, you got a date for this, Lapper thingy?
Oh, Laparoscopy.
Oh, yeah.
Next Wednesday morning. Mm. Me and Roy are having to be a bit restrained till then.
Right.
Yeah, apparently, if you have it done and you're already pregnant, there's a chance you can miscarry.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Yeah. So they'll give me a test beforehand. Oh, wouldn't it be a miracle if it was positive?
Yeah, save a lot of bother.
I'm not too worried about it all. They've explained exactly what they're going to do.
Oh, good.
Mm. Not mad about having a general anaesthetic, mind.
No.
And I have to give my consent for the surgeon to act on anything he finds while he's down there.
Yeah?
Mm.
Wait, what?
Well, if my fallopian tubes are blocked in any way, they'll try and unblock them. But that is unless the damage is too bad.
Oh. Do you want a top-up?
No, I'm fine.
Then, well, I think I will.
Fingers crossed. So I'm young, aren't I? Yeah, and the doctor told me.
Oh, look, it's Neil.
Hi, I saw the light was on.
No, you come in.
Oh, yeah.
Roy's birthday card and a few beers from all of us next door.
Oh,
that's kind. He's not up yet.
No, there's tea in the pot. You stay and have a cup.
Oh, I've had mine, Tar.
Oh.
I don't suppose Roy will be back in time to give Christopher a lift to Edgbaston tonight? Only his car's knackered.
Oh, no, sorry. We're going out to eat after the track day.
Oh, well, never mind. He can probably hitch a lift with Alistair.
Daddy's away.
Oh, hello, love. Is he now?
Yes, he's coming downstairs.
Mm, well, look, I'll leave you to it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I've got to have some breakfast and get to work. Wish him happy birthday.
All right.
Goodbye.
Phoebe, little monkey, woke me up.
Well, it is your birthday.
Oh, she never said. Hey, happy birthday, son.
Thanks.
Yeah, happy birthday, son.
Thanks, Dad.
Here.
Ooh, what's this now?
It's from me. Open it.
Ah. Oh, that's lovely, Phoebe. Thank you.
Oh, let's see.
Is it a tie?
Oh!
Put it on, Daddy.
Yeah, all right.
She insisted on getting you a funny one.
So you can make people laugh at the hotel.
I do that already, believe me. There. Oh, nice, lovely. Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, and this is from the rest of us. Tom put something towards it as well.
All right. Mysterious.
Ooh.
It's not a book, is it?
Just open it, Roy Tucker.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Oh, wow. Wow, it's one of them track day experiences.
Yeah?
I've always fancied have a go at that.
Yeah, well, today's the day.
Today?
Yeah, it's all booked.
Oh, this is brilliant. But look, I know what they cost.
Oh, well, we think he's worth it, don't we, Phoebs?
I'll take him myself if Alistair can't.
No, you don't. I want him to have another lesson on the dry slope tonight.
He's already had two this week.
It'll save us money in the long run. Do you want that toast?
No.
I'm not forking out for ski school over there if I don't have to.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Christopher's just starting to get the hang of it now. A few more sessions and he'll really look the part.
That's all you care about, appearances.
No, it's not. I want him to hold his own in Davos. Oh, can you call him? Oh. Ronnie will be here in a minute.
Oh.
He can have this.
Christopher! Christopher!
He's got to feel confident.
Well, I say his cricket's more important.
Oh. And how could you possibly think I'd have time to be on Shula's committee?
Oh, silly me. I thought it'd be a nice way of showing support for our son.
Well, you can spend your time fundraising if you like. I've got wider horizons.
I'm off to feed the pigs.
Hey, that'll be me after dinner.
But no showing off, please. I need you in one piece.
Hope you haven't been too bored, love.
Not at all. The important thing is you're enjoying yourself.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm having a great time.
Good. So, what else did they tell you?
Well, after the introduction, we had a briefing session on circuit techniques and track etiquette.
What, like, ooh, after you?
Well, not far off, actually. Then we went into our groups and had 20 minutes each on the track.
Oh, so you've had a fair bit of waiting round.
Oh, I don't mind. It's fascinating watching. Oh, and it's so great being out of the hotel for a day.
Yeah. So what did it feel like, actually driving?
Fantastic! Well, I learned a lot on the familiarisation laps, and the hot hatch was amazing.
Oh, that's like the practice car.
Yeah, yeah. Then this afternoon, they let me loose behind the wheel of a single-seater. I just can't wait!
Oh, thanks for the cuppa, Neil.
That's all right. You sit there and relax.
Oh, I'm knackered.
Yeah, you look it.
Well, I stopped too late at the ball last night. Gotta remember, I can't do that now I'm back at work.
No.
I was waiting for Sid to draw the blooming raffle. Here, Tom done well, didn't he?
Yeah, two prizes. He always lands on his feet, that one.
I gave Brenda the chocolates, which were nice.
You seem to be okay with him now.
Well, things ain't always what they seem.
He got off lightly with just a driving course, though. Still, it might teach him to take more care in future.
So, how long do you stay at the pub, then?
Till 9. Oh. David and Bert were going back to work on the tractor afterwards.
Never.
Yeah.
If I had a wife indoors, I wouldn't spend my evenings doing that.
Well, I can see the appeal.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't work on one at night, not these days.
How's it felt, then, this week?
Oh, long. My knee's been just about all right getting in and out of the van.
Oh, good.
But it's a long day with the bottling as well.
Yeah, of course it is. Mm. You can take a while to mend after an accident. I hope Christopher don't come a cropper on this skiing caper.
Oh, no.
Especially with the competition coming up. The team can't afford to have him out of action.
Well, I'm trying not to think about Roy on that racing track circuit today.
Ah, he'll be all right. I'm sure they take safety very seriously.
I can't say I've ever fancied skiing.
No, me neither. It's the people you have to ski with.
She's dead posh, that Venetia one, isn't she? Eh? Mm. Heard her out on your drive the other day. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I can't see it lasting. She's too high maintenance for her, Christopher.
It's another world.
Yeah, you're telling me. Her family's in Borsetshire life almost every month. Susan's practically married them off.
Oh, Lord.
She couldn't stand his last girlfriend, Carly, but... Mm. Oh, I liked her. She was a cheaper option, at least.
Thanks for driving, love.
I thought it was best.
Yeah, I'm far too buzzy.
Exactly. I want us home safely.
Look, you've missed the lights.
Okay, patience now.
See, that was the best thing about the grid. No lights, no traffic, no hold-ups, nothing in the way, just me and the track.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching, actually.
Yeah?
It's quite a turn on, you in them overalls and all that speed.
Oh, you should have been sat where I was. I mean, the car was only a 1600, but it was race-tuned and the chassis weight next to nothing. It was light as a feather.
Not like this one, eh?
Oh, no. She'll do. She gets us from A to B.
There we are. Lights are changing.
We'll move or we'll miss them again.
Yeah, but Roy, shut up. Race is over, okay? You can put your stopwatch away.
Oh, no. Days of the stopwatch have long gone in Formula One.
Whatever.
Yeah, the times are logged through a transponder inside the car now. See, the car races over an antenna embedded in the asphalt, see? And that picks up the signal from the transponder and relays the time to the main timing centre.
So this is the kind of small talk I've got to look forward to.
That's just a fantastic present, Hayley. Thanks.
Well, who knows? I might even go one better soon. Present you with our very own little Jensen Button.
Now that'd be the best present ever.
Be one in the eye for Kate.
Oh, forget Kate. It's you I love, Hayley.
There. I've done in this sandwich for later.
Oh, okay.
I still think the skiing lesson was a priority tonight.
Yes, well, he's chosen Nets.
Oh, he's got months before that competition starts. He's holidays in 2 weeks.
Oh, Susan, those lessons are a complete waste of time. How naive can you be?
What do you mean, naive?
I know exactly what Chris and Nisha will want to get up to on holiday, and it's not skiing.
Oh, Neil.
They'll wait for the rest of the family to go out every day so they can have the chalet to themselves.
They're not that sort of family.
What?
They're respectable. I'm sure her parents will keep an eye on her.
You are joking, aren't you? I mean, those upper-class types are the worst.
You have to drag everything down, don't you? Christopher's trying to better himself.
He just fancies
her. And you should be encouraging him.
To take lessons we can't afford when he'll probably never go skiing again in his life?
Oh, who are you to close down his options, eh? This might be the start of a whole new life for him. He moves in county circles, doing all those posh people's horses. They're his set now.
His set? You're deluding yourself.
Oh, you are. He's on the up and you can't see it. Our Emma's missed her chance.
Oh, she's all right.
Oh, she was meant to be running her own catering business by now, remember? There she is, part-time waitress and daily help.
Well, you encouraged her to go for that job at Brookfield.
That's because it was her only option with George. And I'm still not sure how she's going to juggle it all. No, now listen, we've got a chance with Christopher to give him a lift up into a completely different world. I'm not letting this opportunity slip away. I'll do everything I can to make this holiday a success.
The Archers was written by Nawal Gadala and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.